Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 73 for Thursday, September 24th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Thursday morning, following declines in the value of the Canadian currency. A weaker Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart made canola more attractive to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $6 higher, with the November contract checking in at $473.20 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and U.S. soy oil were both stronger, which was supportive for prices. Near-term demand from crushers and exporters underpinned the market. It seems suppliers don't have enough commitments from farmers to meet the immediate demand, and they have pushed in the spot market to get seed moving. The European rapeseed futures were lower, which was bearish for prices. Much of Western Canada is expected to see favorable weather over the next few days, which should help with the harvesting efforts. So far, yields have been better than expected. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Taking a look at the U.S., soybeans were 1 to 2 cents stronger, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.65 a bushel. There is speculation that a Chinese delegation in Iowa is preparing to purchase 3 million tons of soybeans, which was supportive for the market. The weakness of the Brazilian real compared to the American dollar has some analysts suggesting that forward sales of Brazil's 2015-16 crop are skyrocketing. One trader says as much as half of the Brazilian crop currently being planted has already been sold. Corn was 1 to 2 cents below unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.81 a bushel. Technical action has kept the corn market seesawing up and down over the past few days in a relatively narrow range. Producer selling is limited. Disappointing weekly export sales are weighing on the corn market. Brazilian agricultural inspectors are currently on strike, and some corn vessels waiting to load are getting backed up. U.S. wheat was 1 to 2 cents below unchanged, with the December contract coming in at $5.06 a bushel. Large world supplies and a lack of demand weighed on values. The International Grain Council also raised its forecast for world wheat production to 727 million tons. Export sales for the week were also at the low end of expectations. On the international scene, Jordan refused a load of Polish milling wheat due to problems over quality. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.